Hello again, good evening, welcome to Psychic Choice Radio on a Friday evening, and Fridays means that we have the wonderful Chris Garcia with me once again. Three lovely people already lined up in our call queue, and we're ready to go. 209 will screen in just a moment. So let's say hello to Chris then.
Hi, Mr. Ken.
Hi, Chris. Okay, okay. So let's open the lines. And
we're online. Pretty good.
Sorry?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say just hi to everybody, and I've just been doing pretty good.
What a stupid one. I'll just turn you off a bit. I can't. It's a bit low. Okay. Right. Line one is Veronica.
Hello? Hello? I don't hear nothing.
Veronica, are you there?
I don't even hear her.
No, not there. All right, okay, it's going to be one of those nights again. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yep, it's one of those days, I swear.
One of those days, one of those nights.
Yeah.
Right, let's go to our line two, then we'll come back to Veronica later in the show. Okay, Terry.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. In yourself?
I've been doing pretty good. I've just been getting validation on some case that I will be doing. And it's, I actually posted it on Facebook, and it was about my ex's girlfriend where she used to live. But since her mom passed away, the only one that could run was her sister. And so it's been just, it's crazy because now her cousins wanted the house when they were living there, but they never thought they would live in that house where my girlfriend used to live. And they're having real bad activity. So they had contacted me in a dream. And I find out that everything in the dream is validated. So guess what? They want my help, and they want what's in the house. They want it out because it's not good. But I wish I could talk more about it. I know our time's limited, but I just wanted to let you know that it's getting to the point where where people are asking more of me. It's just crazy. It's more of like paranormal cases, people missing. It's just a little bit of everything. But anyway, so how have you been besides that?
Everything has been going good. So everything was submitted this afternoon, so I won't hear back from anything until next week. But being that I'm empathic, I'm starting to pick up other energies around the case. So I will be using a lawyer and going through my lawyer because I see that it can get a little chaotic in the courtroom as well. But I'm going to go ahead. Everything is going through. Yeah, these people are upset, but they will be okay.
Yeah.
They will be okay.
So let's see what we have for you here today. So the card that came out right now was Unconditional Love. The Divine Mother is going to help you to put love into the situation. Because I remember the last time I told you not to give any cockiness or like, yeah, I got this, just pray.
Oh, no.
and you will win just like that. You will just win just being humble. And they might try to pull some tricks on you, but
yeah.
I feel like you'll narrow it down to getting things done. And then there's the saying that there's a transition going on with that. That's what I got. So there's going to be a big change. Things are going to start going your way. And then the things that you cannot control besides court is take a step back and look at what's not serving you and to get rid of it, okay? Now, as far as I remember last week, I was doing medicine cards, which is a totem card. So today I picked up the word swan. The swan is more just kind of just being peace, is having peace in your life. Here's what I was told. And I feel like the waters of everything you're going through, it's kind of like, how can I say it? It's kind of like everything's in perfect waters, if that makes sense. Like everything's very, very settled. So it's kind of like, everything is going to be for you is what I was told. Oh, sorry, guys. I dropped the phone. But, yeah, that's what I was told. Everything is better for you. And the fact that I dropped the phone, I can tell you that there is some energy against you.
I know, yeah.
I can feel it because I dropped the phone. And I'm dropping the card. So it's telling me that you have a lot of energy that you probably need to get rid of because you need to do some cleansing. But other than that, you have to do some clearing because I feel like there's a lot of clumsiness, and there's a lot of energy that you need to pull back from because you're getting a lot of energy that's trying to, according to what they're telling you, is kind of distracting you.
I agree. Yep.
So that's basically what's going on is that everything is the way it shouldn't be. That's what I'm being told that everything is like kind of like just scattered and they're trying to make you stop so you can pay them instead of them paying you. Because I do see that for some reason, I do see a lump sum of money or some kind of money coming to you. So just know that you're going to get the money, but you're going to have to, like, fight for it. But I do overall see you getting it. It's just that you're just going to have to deal with a lot of what I would call is bullshit. but that's what I'm being told. So that's what I'm being told. Hopefully that makes sense with everything that's going on around you. So do you have any questions for me, or did I just tell you everything that's going on with you right now?
That's fine. That's everything that's going on with me. I just have one question. So I'm picking up another energy. This is in regards to my love life. Okay. I'm picking up, because as you know, I'll be moving, and this is not until probably after the case and everything is done. But I'm picking up on another energy of a male. And I'm not too sure if this is the same guy, but he's very well established. He has about 7 or 8 cars. Is he in the Pennsylvania area or the Atlanta area? Or
let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to see if I get anything off of that. It probably could be another guy. But he seems very calming to me. Now, is it the same guy? It feels the same, but it's kind of not. It's kind of like it feels like it is, but then it feels like it doesn't. So I don't know what's going on there. Maybe it's just they're putting options in case if things don't work. They're trying to send you somebody that looks like an identical twin. That's someone that looks like you.
Yes. Wait a minute. Now I got it. Okay. That's what it is. Okay. Now I thought I was crazy, but I'm not crazy. Okay. So that's what that is.
Why are you saying that? What happened that? Why did you say that? Why did you think that going crazy? Is it because you felt that too, or is it you just didn't know what was going on?
I didn't really know what was going on. I wasn't sure if it was 2 different people or the same person, because it looks like, I mean, one person, the one that has the 9 cars, he's very conceited, but he lives. The other one I like, but I'm not, it's not that I'm not sure, I've just got, like, his confidence level, so that's the only thing. But it's a toss-up. It's like either or. I mean, One, you said I just have to watch his weight. I don't have an issue with him. But then the other one that's coming through, I'm, like, looking at him because he's more like, let's go. You know, he's a little bit different from the other. One is, they look alike because they both have dimples. Mm-hmm. But one is lighter than the other. One is, like, my complexion, and then one is, like, a little bit lighter than me. But it's, like, it's a toss-up. I don't know. Then it's, like, I don't know which, I don't know. I would have to see them both in order to make my choice.
Yeah, I think that's basically what it comes down to, because I do feel that way. Oh, and that's what I was saying, that the swan represents grace. So you're being blessed more than what you realize. So there's going to be a lot of grace in your life. And for some reason, I keep picking up something about church.
Okay.
Or something that, you know, to be thankful is
thankful,
what I'm
yes.
seeing with that. So that's what I'm seeing with you. And then I actually got the card, the turtle. The turtle is like more of, I wouldn't say grounding, is what I'm picking up. You're very in tune with the ocean. And it's funny because when I'm looking at the turtle, I kind of feel like it's like everything is kind of just going in a smooth pace, but everything is kind of slowing down. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, now they're telling me that on the book, it's telling me that you're connected to Mother Earth. So if you want to do some earth magic, which means you can do fire, air, spirits, water, and, you know, and all the other ones. I feel like you have to be, you're very in tune with Mother Earth, and everything is going to connect situation that you're dealing with.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully. I just thought I was going crazy about the two different guys. Okay, so I'm not, which is good. Which is good.
Yeah, well, you're not. All right. You're not crazy, so don't ever feel like you are, because you're not. So.
Okie dokie. All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll chat again.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Anytime.
Thanks. Right, let's try Veronica again then.
Hello, Chris. Welcome back to the show. Hi,
hello.
Chris.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I know it's been a few weeks and I talked to you and I'm gonna recap on the last time that I talked to you about a month ago, and
mm-hmm.
I think I told you that the person that I like, right? So I went in there. You told me good luck. Thank you for your blessing, by the way. Thank you. He was nervous, and I was nervous. I'm sure you and I don't know, something switched in him. But then his brother said, "Okay, when you're ready, just let me know if I can put you back over here." And then he was smiling. Is he progressing?
Honestly, I do see a lot of growth in that. And I feel like, yeah, like you validated me, because I said that he was going to be
married. Yes, I'm very lovely. Go ahead. Claire, thank you for your action.
So, yes, I do feel that there would be progress in that, because I do feel that, I mean, he's going through a lot right now, so he's just trying to see, like, where it goes. And I'm being told that he doesn't want to rush it, so it's like he's just taking his time. And if you don't rush it, more likely, you know, it'll go through. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything's going to work out. Because if you rush things, sometimes some things don't tend to work out when you're trying to make things work faster than what you expect.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I'm not there with him. Like, how is this going to happen? Like, I could text him, like, twice a week, not, you know, because he's picky. He's very picky.
Well, I would say just give it some time, and then everything should work. Just don't worry about it. Let it work on its own. If you try to make things work in your favor, that you're trying to push it, then things are not going to work, because you're trying to make things work faster than it's supposed to.
Oh, that's
so
true.
If you make it work and the time that it's supposed to, things will start going your way. But if you push it, like, you know, come on, hurry up, I want this stuff to go faster. If you do that, it's not going to work, because you're making the things work faster than what the way you want it to work. So if you are patient, everything will manifest in its time.
Okay.
And that's going to be told. So if you take it easy and don't rush it, then everything should work.
Okay. That's very good advice. You had I do tend to want to do everything fast. Can you pretty please, Mr. Chris, just give me an update on with this man with the, I don't like him, no, but I do not like him. Like, I like the other person. But I just want to know if the situation, did it ever cleared, the situation around him, like certain people still, I think, could you, there was a lady who was giving me trouble,
mm-hmm.
when I was
mm-hmm.
with the little R, her name starts with the letter S. She's wondering
mm-hmm.
if what happened to her. I know that. I want to confirm
things
what I'm thinking.
No, I was saying that things are more kind of like this working its space, like I told you. So I think everything's taking its time. So that's what I'm being told. With the other guy that you don't like, they're being transported to somewhere else, so you won't be seeing those people. And then the people that interfered with everything, they're being moved. And then I actually got the totem, the horse card came out for you, and it represents power. So there's a lot of power that you can do. It's just that use your power wisely is what they're telling me, and don't abuse it to make things work faster is what it's telling me. So if you give it time, the power of, you know, the willpower that you have, you can manifest things, but you just got to know what you're doing when you do it. That's what I'm being told. So if you don't rush it, things will go your way. But if you try to push it, then things are not going to work. And then that's another thing. The next card that came out is the armadillo. So there's boundaries. So it's telling me that there's boundaries that they can't cross no more, because you told the boss and you told them, I don't want them around me. So all the boundaries of them being around you, you will never see them again. So all that stuff with the issues that you had, they're done, because they put boundaries and rules. And if they cross those boundaries and regulations, then they'll get fired. So you don't have to worry, you don't have nothing to worry about no more.
Well, thank you for that. Maybe one more thing, please. My parents, I have a parent who's in the hospital, and it's been about a month. It's been about 30 days now. It's not COVID. No, it's not COVID. No, it's something else. Is she gonna still be in the hospital like before Halloween?
According to what they're saying, she might be a little bit after Halloween of November, and if she can heal faster, then she'll probably be out sooner than November. If she takes care of herself, she can be out probably by September of this month.
Okay.
But she's got to follow and eat right, and then if she didn't get the COVID shot, they're probably going to try to get her to get the shot, because
yes, sir,
the next time she might not be so lucky. So, yeah.
True. Very true. They're just in the hospital. Like, they're very strict. They don't let people come in without the COVID. And you're right about that. Thank you for bringing that up. And real quickly, if you don't mind, boss, she wants to sell the house because it has stairs. Is it going to happen? Do you see it happening?
Not right now. No, I don't. Due to everything, no. It won't happen until maybe a month or two later.
Or is she going to change her mind?
I'm being told that she might just change her mind. So, well, you say next year, but I'm being told that if everything happens, it won't happen until maybe close to the end of this year. It might go into next year, like you felt, but I do feel that if they they might try to change it, they might try to do things in the wintertime when it's cooler, because right now it's hot and stuff. So they're trying to see if they can sell it faster during the winter.
Oh, I got it. When it's cooler to sell it because of her condition.
Yep.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for clarifying that. Wow, Chris.
You're welcome.
So I guess I should feel happy that with that gentleman that, you know, a lot of girls, you know, how sometimes they are, and he used to still think about me, which is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, some things they're never going to change unless if you were just patient and take things easy. So if you just take things slow, everything should work out for you. Okay?
Okay.
And I'll put prayers for you, and
you're
welcome.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you. You're always a very calming energy. Thank you, Chris, for here.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Pierre.
Thank you, Veronica. Oh, okay. So, Veronica was starting one, but she wasn't ready when we... So we went back to that one. Let's see where we are then. Okay. Julie.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi. So what's
can
up,
you
doing?
Hear me?
How you been, girl? Yes.
Okay.
What, so how have you been? Doing pretty good. Yeah. Oh, my God. I've been,
yeah.
I mean, I wish I could talk to you. I know, but I've been so busy. It's been just crazy. Like, I was telling everybody that's listening to the show, I have more on my plate than what I realized. And one of my friends the other day told me, he said, do you remember what you wanted? Are you sure you're ready for this? So I've had a lot more calls, so it's been just crazy. But anyway,
that's good.
What they're telling me to tell you is Archangel Gabriel is telling me for you that they're helping you to speak your mind with integrity. So in other words, don't hold back on how you feel. For you to speak the truth of everything that you're doing. And then with, I guess they can say, within the relationships, they're trying to put peace and harmony, and they're going to surround you with harmonious light. So if anybody tries to anger you, you're going to put some peace and love in that situation, because they feel that you're just, they're telling me, overwhelmed. So they're going to start putting some peace and harmony in the relationships. And then it says focus your mind. So what they're going to do is help you to focus and put your mind to what you need to get done. Okay? So let's see what the medicine cards have to say. Because the last cards I gave you were real dead on with the swan and everything. So let's see what we got this time. So let's see. Okay, so the first one that came up was the dragonfly. I don't know why I just started laughing, because I've been seeing a lot of dragonflies myself. The first thing I get is a word illusion with a dragonfly. I don't know why I'm getting that feeling, but as I'm talking, I'm trying to figure out, hold on. And I'm going to see what they tell me more with the dragonfly. Okay, that's what it means. The dragonfly's medicine is a dream, night, and illusion fading that we accept as a physical reality. So everything that that you dream about or dream time, they're telling you that it brings illusions, brings visions of power. No need to prove it. Now is the hour. So now knowing is believing it, and they're feeding you with blessings and all the needs that you need in your life. Okay, so that's what the dragonfly symbols, okay? Okay, this is symbolic. The next card that came out was turkey. And the first thing I got was Thanksgiving. So with Thanksgiving, I'm being told to be thankful for everything that you have received, because I do feel that you're going to receive more blessings, more than what you realize. and then in the book, it's telling me symbolically, it's a giveaway. So you'll freely give of something that you are and others may truly live. So in other words, give away the energy and help other people. And it's having to do with Native American people. So it's telling me that that you honor this medicine, because many saints and mysticals celebrate if you have the turkey medicine. So it basically sells brightness, and it says monoscent and religious beliefs that you have. Okay. So that's what it's telling me for Thanksgiving. The next card is the mouse. So, let's see what the mouse has to say. The mouse, we see what the mouse has to say. Okay, the mouse is serenity. I said it right. It's S-C-R-U-T-I-N-Y. That's the word. So it's telling me that it's, hold on. Oh, yes, it's telling me that you have many predators. And for some reason, I'm being told to play dead. For some reason, to play dead and just let go of what you cannot deal with. So if they try to reach out to you, just don't answer or don't reply to the people that I feel that have a big impact on that. But I do feel that they're telling me for you to just play dead. And it's almost like they're telling me, instead of me to tell you with the possum, they're not telling me possum. What they're telling me right now is that the mouth is kind of like this says that you're gathering a lot of stuff for the winter time. So you're gaining a lot of knowledge. You're trying to get prepared because you know that we're in for a big change in the winter time. So you're like hunting but when it comes to certain people, just play dead. If that makes sense.
Don't respond. Don't respond. Talk to the hand.
Now what? Say it again.
It's like, don't respond. Just talk to the hand.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully that makes sense.
Are these like the dragonfly and the turkey? Are they connected to a person too?
Honestly? Hold on. I'm being told yes. I'm being told yes.
Okay.
So it's weird that I don't know if you've been seeing dragonflies, but I've been seeing a lot of that. So it's telling me that according to the book, it's representing illusion. But I feel like you have this ability to flight and go to other realms. And some of the stuff might feel like it's not, like everything seems an illusion. But everything you can make it reality. If that makes sense. And I do feel that Thanksgiving and go ahead, sorry.
Like the dragonfly I associate with somebody that has a love for dragonflies. And then the turkey is a connection with chill. And that could be quiet as a mouse. And so what's the relationship with this person?
Honestly, I feel like you're going to come together and be quiet about how you do business. And then it's going to expand on how you grow either together or kind of like an agreement is what I'm seeing. I don't know why they say agreement, but that's what I'm seeing. So there is something that you're going to find out. And I do feel that these totems are with you right now. And let me mind you, and this is for you, Julie, and for everybody else. Depending on what you're going through, you do have your three primary totems. But then your other three totems do change according to your journey and what you're going through. So you do have your three totems that they never leave, but you do have other three totems that they change depending on what direction you take. See, like me, I always have the owl around me because I have to deal with deceiving and truth and, you know, and the witch part of it, you know. So I always have the totem of the owl around me. The second one that I know I have is the eagle, because the eagle is a spirit of grandfather and grandmothers and all that. So those are my main two. I do have another totem, but that totem not that much, but lately I've been seeing the panther in my mind, so that's telling me that I'm going to be tapping into the unknown, which that investigation of the house will be tapping into the unknown. So that's what's depending on what's going on right now around me, what people are asking of me, the totems will change depending on the situation. So just know that your totems do change, Julie. Time goes on. And the mouth and everything, they do connect, and you will find out more about it. So do some research on the turkey medicine, the mouse medicine, and the other animal that I told you.
Okay, I was just curious how
I should
approach this person or what I should
I would say just keep a distance and just be like cautious like the mouse.
Okay.
Is what I mean, so just approach it with caution.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything
right.
bad.
Thanks.
Just to be
thank you so much. Do you have a very good weekend? Thank you, Ken.
You too.
Thank you, Julie. Okay, right. Let's see where we are then. Okay. Queen.
Well, hi there, both of you. What's
doing
up?
Now, we're doing pretty good. I've been doing pretty good. I've been just really busy. Like I'm telling everybody, it's just insane what I'm going through right now. I'm actually going through a lot of transition myself, so there's a lot of growth around me that I'm starting to see different things. so let's see what we have right now. For the first Oracle cards, for the people who know what I'm using the Angel Praying cards right now. So the first card is telling me to count your blessings. Thank the universe and angels for the blessings that are in your life. I mean, there's going to be signs from heaven. There will be signs from heaven. And I'm being told that there's a male figure around you that is letting your presence know from the signs from heaven. And then it's also telling me to, with Megatron, it says, clear your vibes. So in other words, you need to clear your vibes of intent. So if there's any kind of like cloudiness or kind of like doubting, you need to remove those vibes that you feel. Okay, so let's see what we got with the totems for you. Let's see. Okay, now the cards are acting up right now. Okay, you know what? Let me just do that again. Okay, this is actually weird. Hold on. I didn't like the way I shuffled that. Hold on. Let me do that again. Hold on. 2, 4, 3, 3, 3, 3, 10. Okay, so let's see what we got now. Okay, that's just crazy. See, this is what it's telling me. And I knew I didn't shuffle them right because I was told to do it again. Now, the first card symbols the same thing as Julie. There's an illusion with the dragonfly. So there's going to be a lot of, and it's weird because, I mean, I haven't talked to you in a while, but according to what they're telling me with you, there's a difference. So you do have the same medicine with the dragonfly, but I keep seeing shadow work being done. So you're going to be doing a lot of shadow work with it. And then you also have the hawk around you right now. So that's telling me that you're aware of spirit and you're just aware of everything. And you're actually the messenger. So the hawk will come to you as a messenger. And it's actually the Mercury messenger of the gods. So if you start seeing hawks, it's like you're talking the goddess. The gods are talking to you. If you ever see hawks, which I see a lot of hawks out here too. So that's telling me that there's a lot of mercury around you. I don't want to say it's mercury retrograde. I just feel like there's a lot of mercury. So you might want to look up the stuff about the mercury because that's what I'm feeling from you. You might want to look that up and see how that pertains to you. But I'm being told that's what they're saying. And then the last card I got is the deer, which represents gentleness. You're being very gentle with people. You're very gentle with the situation. They tell you how they feel, but you give them a lot of gentleness, guidance. And even with the magic, you're being very gentle and very just, like, kind of like cautious about it, but you're putting gentle and love into the magic that you're doing. As a matter of fact, oh my God, I can't believe I felt that. One of our ancestors came to me the other night and telling me that she will come to you in full body spirit form, so just be aware that she might come to you. And she's going to come to you. And I'm seeing like a lot of beads, necklaces, bracelets on her. Most of the time, if she's connected to you, you don't have to really say much. Everything is more telepathic with her. But if she needs to say anything verbal, she will tell you verbal. Anything verbal that she needs to tell you. But I feel like she's going to come to you for some kind of a message. I don't know what the message is because she works with everybody differently. So I'm being told that she's going to come to you for something. So I'm being told to pay attention to any apparitions or any smells, because I'm being told that usually when she comes to me, I smell roses. I smell flowers when she comes to me, and I smell incense. So you might smell like a perfume or something different. So just be aware that if you see a silhouette of a lady with a dress and a thing on her head, which I don't know what you call that, but they come with that thing on their head, and so just pay attention to what you've got to tell you. Okay?
We'll do a turban, and I am Mercury. I am Gemini, so I am definitely connected to the energies of Mercury.
Yeah. You know what's funny? You think that's bad. I'm connected to Mercury too, because I'm a Virgo, and
yes.
Virgo is connected to Mercury. So it's funny that you're saying that, because a lot of people think that when it comes to Mercury retrograde, it affects people. But for us, I don't feel it affects us. It does affect us, but not as much, because that's our planet, the time that we were born. So Mercury kind of is in our favor. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's like in our, so people that are Virgo, they know how to manipulate the energy of Mercury. And the people that are Gemini know how to do it too, because they come in the same energy of the Mercury planet, if that makes sense.
I agree, and it really doesn't. Mercury retrograde, really do I, you know, feel any different, really. But I'm aware of its presence.
Yeah, you know what I think it does for me? I feel like it enhances our abilities. It's just that you have to know how to, because they're telling you that you need to know how to maneuver the energy, to play with it, to where it doesn't affect you. And then this is, I don't know why they're telling me this, but they're giving me this access. So I don't know if this is a new gift that I'm going to be able to be doing, but you might want to look into your 12th house. They're telling me look into your 12th house, and I'm being told that this has to do with astrology, and there's something about the house of Cancer. So I don't know what that means, but you might want to look into astrology and see how that affects what's coming for you within the next 5 months.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
I have a chart somewhere. I'll find it or redo it.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a matter of fact,
yes.
I think
Thank
I need
you.
To do my astrology, because I do have a friend that's very good with astrology. I mean, he did go with time, but it's worth the reading, because a lot of the stuff that he says is very good on, and it's kind of scary because he's very good with astrology, and he knows the 12th house and the sun and the zodiac and all that. So it's all combined. There's a different kind of reading, but it kind of like it connects with your date of birth, and that's how he does it. It's your date of birth, your birth date, and then the year, and that's how he finds what house and what kind of phase you're going through. But right now they're telling me that the retrograde is not affecting people that are Gemini and not affecting people that are Virgos. So
Are we in a retrograde? I didn't even realize it. And thank you so much.
We are in a Mercury retrograde, but just like I said, you have to know how to maneuver the energy. So just don't try to change the direction or the position, but just try to use the energy as much as possible.
I didn't even know. Thank you so much. Thanks,
you're
Tim.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Well, for the moment, we've got just one caller, and that's Jessica, and we're going to take a break after this one. Jessica.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. Doing just fine.
Good. Good.
Well, yeah. Let me see what we got for you first.
I don't want any cards. I am just, let's see, I had a really great day today, really very passionate and revved up. I'm working on changing the system, let's put it that way. I seem to be getting like a... much like I was like sort of, I thought I was like doing enough to be waking people up, but like I sort of took off the month because I had to take care of personal stuff. And then like today I was out and it was like 10 times, like yesterday and today, it was like 10 times more passionate, 10 times louder. And I don't really know what to make of it because, I can't sit around and watch while these people in my area are still just so clueless when things are going on. So I just really feel like a desire to be more involved and be in this power position. I know it's coming, but it's like I just need a placement, you know, like I have all this energy and I mean, I know this is a discussion to have with God, which I am having it, but I just feel just still like kind of revved up from the day. So I wanted to talk to you. The only thing
that I can tell you is that they're telling me that there is introspection. So it's being told that it's being, I guess, the thing that I'm getting with introspection is the perception of how you're perceiving things. Okay? And then the second one that came out was the owl, which is deception. So I guess people are trying to deceive you or trying to tell you what's going on. And it's telling me to tell you, to remind you that the owl medicine is having to do with clairvoyance, astral projecting, and magic, and both black and white. Okay, and then the third one is the eagle, which represents spirit. So spirit is trying to say it, but you have to know what, with everything, you have to know the perception that you're perceiving, but also kind of be just aware of the deception that these people might just be lying to you and trying to deceive you, and to listen to spirit. The spirit is not going to sit there and lie to you. And that's what I was told to tell you without even using any cards. I was just saying that I think what I'm feeling from you is that you are feeling kind of like lost, is what they're telling you. But you're not really lost. It's just the lack of making life decisions that will better you. So basically, you got to trust your own judgment. And that's the thing that you're lacking. You're not trusting your gut, and that's not, and you shouldn't be doing that. Because that leaves you vulnerable right now. So you need to try to make it work out to where you just know what you need to do. And just listen to what spirit has to say. And look at the omens, look at the signs around you. So just know that everything is around you, okay?
This is, I'm not really sure I totally understand that message, but like today I was out at the park and speaking to like people who are like the head of the parks department to like, because we had a huge storm here. And I just, like, they were taking care of the things that I was, like, need to be taken care of because there was, like, some trees that, like, really needed assistance. I think it's just, like, for me, it's really at this point that, like, I don't want to be this person that's just, like, randomly going around educating people in town. Like, I want to actually have a position that I'm like getting paid for my efforts and like appreciated for it, valued for it. And rather than like this sort of eccentric neighbor that's like, look at all these issues, and they're like, well, we don't really see these issues. Like, they're not such a big deal. We'll take care of it. Like, they don't understand really what's going on in the world.
And that's probably why, even though you don't know how to interpret my messages, but like I said, I do feel that the messages go along with what you're doing. It's just that you're not gasping the energy of what I'm telling you. Like, everything that you're saying that you're trying to teach, I'm being told that you, if you are going to be teaching people, people are not going to be listening. They're going to be deceiving you, using you, abusing you.
They're gonna. Wait, I can't really hear more, you so well. That I am going to be teaching. Yes, I know that. And then what was the other part?
That they might not be paying attention because they're not really interested. They're going to be deceiving. They're going to pretend like they're there to learn, but they're there to gain something from you. But it has nothing to do with teaching. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's just how they told me to say the messages. You know, because my messages come out clear, but I guess it's just depending on how they're wanting me to word it out, and sometimes the wording out doesn't always make sense, but it's not always for me to make the sense. It's supposed to be the message that I'm giving out to the client or the caller, which you're the caller, so
right.
You just gotta you gotta listen in between the lines, and then maybe when you hang up, you're gonna be able to think about anything I said, and you're gonna figure out how it lines up with everything that you're doing. Because I do see you.
Well, what am I? Because I stopped talking to them because I was like, hey, I'm wasting my time. Because it was like, you know, kind of half going in, half going out type of thing, you know? But that's what I'm saying. Like, I was stepping away from these people. Like, it's not... There are certain people that are supposed to be involved in, like, speaking out at this time. I think it's everybody, but a lot of light workers think that it doesn't affect them or they just want to be in 5D or whatever bullshit. But, like, so what is the best use of my energy?
I mean, I know you want to get paid for it, but sometimes you gotta sacrifice what you can, what you have, and absorb the energy. I mean, with me, of course, I do shows and I get, you know, free readings, but during my spare time, I charge for my time, so I gain my stuff back in a way. But you know, for the shows like Ken or whoever show I'm on, that's for my free time because I'm giving back to the community. And sometimes I think as being light workers, we expect everything to be just given and given. And sometimes you need to just advertise and maybe give like a few free readings. It might not be something that you think, oh, that's going to benefit me because I'm not getting paid for it. But if you show more gratitude or if you show more effort and they say, well, whatever your name is, once you say, oh, well, look at Jessica, she's giving me readings, then that gives you a little self of promoting yourself, and then offline you can give a website, and then all that stuff that you've been wanting to get paid for, it's going to pay off at the end. But sometimes you got to give free, you got to give the energy out before you start gaining it back. I don't know if that makes sense, because for me,
I do a little bit of both.
I do a little bit of free, a lot of free, and then I give. And I get it back in a different form, because there's times where I just, if the people don't have money, COVID and all that, I give them a little bit of a taste of what I can do. And then I said, I can't give you so much because you're not giving me nothing back. You don't have an exchange. If you want, maybe you can buy me a Big Red, or you can buy me a taco, or you can give me an apple. You got to have that exchange. If they cannot give you exchange with the money, you got to find another way to exchange that energy. You can't just give and then you don't get nothing in return. There's got to be some kind of exchangement. Somewhere in between, there's got to be an exchangement. And that's something that's very important. It's like donating. You know, some people are not going to donate all the time, but sometimes you just give them a little, you know, they call in and you can give them a little free reading, and maybe next time they'll donate. So that applies to everyone. So just see how that helps you, and then you can go from there. Because I just feel that you do have the potential, but I'm being told the first thing that before you start getting paid, you need to advertise yourself, and that's not something you're not doing. Maybe make a Facebook and start advertising your business, whatever you're wanting, and you will gain it back. It's going to be hard work. It's not just going to be given to you. You got to work for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. All right, then. Okay. So we'll take a little break. Jessica's just left, which means that there is nobody in the call queue now except for one listener. Queen stayed to listen to the rest of the show. So we're looking for callers for the second hour. Otherwise, it's going to be a very dull hour. But, okay. Let's see what happens after this. Ah, right. So we will play that other piece of Genesis music a little later, because we do have a caller. Just to remind everybody in the call queue that the donation button is now live and taking your donation. And thank you for all those that have contributed there this evening. Right then, we have our area 334. So I'm going to pass you straight over to Chris because we don't know who you are. Okay. Right.
Well, you know, now I got disconnected and I thought I'd call back in and just listen. It's me.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so it's crazy, but hopefully, you know what that meant, what I was going to say, saying is that hopefully it resonated with you.
What did you say?
The message. I said hopefully the message resonated with you when I gave you the reading.
It did. I was marinating on it, actually, and of course, you're spot on. You're always spot on, and that's such a wonderful gift that you have. I mean, you're really a good
you
a
know
good
what?
Messenger.
It's crazy. It's crazy that you say that, because I know I'm in for it, you know, to where I'm helping a lot of people. And I mean, like Ken does a lot of the shows, you know, and we, you know, we got to get something back in return. I mean, it's not like, to me, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like I'm begging for, you know, for people to pay me. If they don't want to pay me, that's up to them. You can get a free reading. But the only thing is that the time is limited. When that bell rings, that's when you get cut off. Now, if you want more of a personal reading, then that's when you're required to call me and get a reading off the show. But it's the same thing for Ken. You know, he does so much for people, and they think that there's got to be some exchange. I mean, if people can even donate $3, you know, donate $1, $2, everything, it adds up. Yes, it takes time for it to build up to like $40 or whatever in American money, but we all work hard, and I feel like right now, we're going through a transition of, we got to work hard to make that earn meet, because I feel like if you look at my post of all my visions I'm having, and I did have a vision, I know Kim might not agree with it, but I know there's others that do, and they have validated it, that I feel that we will get attacked on American soil. But for everyone that's out of the United States, you know, I'm not saying that you won't get attacked, but I just feel like we're at a time that we're vulnerable and we're just too laid back and we're not prepared for what's coming. And they know that the people that are terrorists, they know that we're too laid back, because we're like, nah, nothing's going to happen to Washington, or nothing's going to happen to, you just don't know. And I do feel that with that, we do have a lot of power, or the president has a lot of power, but it's just, I don't know, I really don't know what could work. I'm not wanting to go into politics, but the thing is that it's sad, because our power is being tested, even with the patients in the hospitals. I feel for them, you know, but it's just seems like we're in for an attack. And I can tell you from what I'm seeing, the visions I'm seeing, that it's closer than what we think. It's either we're going to get hit by a terrorist unexpected, or there's going to be some major, major damage, like earthquakes, tornadoes that are going to be seen in areas where it's never been seen before. The tsunamis are going to get worse than what they usually are. I think people just need to start waking up, because if the storm Ida wasn't awakening, then I don't know what the hell, what is. I don't know what you want to say on that thing, but I do feel like if the storm Ida doesn't wake people up, then I don't know what does.
You know, yeah, that's a good point. Ida is quite something. Anybody named Ida, you better watch out for them. That was a clear, yeah. Not only Ida, but the fires, the fact that they're taking rights away from women,
Yeah.
The fact that
everything's changing. Yep.
Afghanistan, now I don't have no problem with the Afghan people. Let me be real clear about that. But the Taliban and the Afghans look very much alike. And they just let those people come through in such a rush that the chances of them having made mistakes and just let a terrorist come through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
That's exactly what I said. Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Because I don't want to say all of them could be the Taliban, but how do we not know that one of those people that we brought is an undercover Taliban terrorist?
We don't know. And the fact of the matter is that you know, it's quite possible. And not only that, we are being tested as people on the planet.
Some callers now, yeah. Chris. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was good. That was good.
Thank you for saying that, because that's very important. So thank you.
It is.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Queen. So I know we've had a security breach here, Chris, already. You know, because obviously they're going to use that, and they're going to use that against us. They know that we're there to rescue the innocent, you know, and they're going to use that because they're very deceptive people, yeah. And they're well known for it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're well known for the deception. So, you know, that's happened already, a security breach at one of our airports. So, you know, you've got to be... The world's not in a good place at the moment. But I don't know. We've still got to take... you know, some action toward helping out.
The innocents,
I think, the innocent people, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that is so true.
That has to be done, yeah. Okay. Right then, so we got an area 281, we got an area 629. 281's the first one, and we don't know who we are, so hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to? Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. My name is Marilyn.
Hey, hi, what's up? Did we talk before?
Yes,
did we talk before?
Yes, and you're fantastic.
Okay, I appreciate that. What I was going to tell you, I don't know if you have any questions, but I'll just go just to see what I can pick up from you. One thing I was told to tell you is that you're a peaceful warrior. You need to stand your ground. They're telling you to have peace and to make harmony with others that are kind of like conflicted. But I feel like you're very good with giving people advice. And you want peace in this world. And that's one thing you've always want, peace, even with men. They always have to be right when they come in your life. They always have to have the last word. But they might have the last word, but a part of you has the last laugh because you always tell them the truth. And when you tell them the truth, they don't like it. But they rebel, and they're like, well, you blah, 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 which I'm not going to say that on the air, but they call you the B word, they call you this, they call you that, and you're like, all I told you is how I feel, and you're going to tell me that I'm a B-I-C-T-H, you know, why do you even go there? Because I'm giving you respect, but I'm putting my boundaries to tell you how I feel, and just because of that, you're going to rebel and be an asshole? No. That's where you put the line and say, I'm not tolerating this shit no more. And with that, they're telling me the second card is that you express the creativeness in how you express yourself in words and phrases that you use. And then with that, they're telling me that there's some change and transition that they might change, or the people that you're interested might change. But what I'm being told, according to what they're telling me, is that it's too late. It's too late for that. So they should have thought of that when you give them the chance, because once they think that you're a revolving door, they think they can come back in and just say, okay, you'll take me back without any questions, and act like nothing happened, and it does not work that way. Now, you might find this kind of funny, but with your totem cards right now, the first card that is telling me came out, which means the word above skunk is reputation. So you have a reputation of being very firm in what you believe, and you also have self-esteem. With the body energy and the intensity of realizing on others by looking at people, perceiving them in different levels. So you really are just very laid back, and you learn to assert without ego, and you accept who you are, and you expect for people to respect, you know, your self-respect and how you repel on how people look at you and stuff, and they think that you're just a revolving door. Okay? And then what I say with that, I see the card, the bear, which is telling me introspection, but it's telling me, with you, it's different. They're telling me that the bear symbolizes, okay, I don't know why they're telling me this, but they're telling me territorial. Okay, and mm-hmm. The bear, to me, when I feel your energy, is very brave. You stand up for yourself, and you don't think of the consequences, which is some people should think before they say, but some people just, I get tired of bullshit, so they'll just take that chance and defend themselves if somebody tries to hit them and stuff like that. And with that being said, they're telling you to be out. That you have. So the owl is your other totem, which I'm being told that the owl is your third totem, but I'm being told within the past few weeks the totem is going to be there permanently, which meaning that when people come to you, you have the ability to remove that mask from them and see their true identity, and you'll be able to perceive just by looking at them, looking into their eyes, looking at their body language. You're going to be able to tell who's bullshit and who's not bullshit. So the owl is going to be your number one totem. So don't be surprised if you start hearing owls. But knowing that you're Mexican like me, we do have a belief that owls are very are bad luck. But if you look at the ring that they thought the owl is, symbol of good luck, but a lot of people have misconceptions of the owl. But the owl represents knowledge, wisdom, deceiving, deception, and they speak the truth, and they can see things that others cannot see in the darkness, which is funny because more people that are very clairvoyant, usually people that are very gifted with clairvoyance and seeing things, most psychics do have the totem of the owl, which I'm psychic medium, so that's my number one totem. So it's like I'm an owl where I can see things. I'm very good in the day, but I'm better at night, if that makes sense. I can perceive things. I know what's coming. I can feel it. And that's what and knowing that the only animal that can turn its whole head around, so what does that tell you? It sees it from all corners. It sees it from the south, east, west, and north. So it sees everything in every direction. So there cannot be any deception on all four corners around you. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what they're telling me, that you are like the owl. You are very good with character. The first instinct is always the right one. And being that you have the bear totem, you have a lot of braveness in you. And then I'm being told for some reason they're showing me the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson. So they're telling me that you're very patriotic with your beliefs and you stand up to them no matter what the hell people tell you. Does that make sense?
It's like accurate.
So now do you have any questions for me? Or did I just narrow it down for you for everything I told you with the totem and then with the cards? Did you have any questions? Any other questions,
so,
or do you have any?
Well,
because you still got time.
Okay, I was wanting to know, am I supposed to meet somebody soon, or
according to what they're telling me, they're telling me that you will meet this person soon. But I mean, know that the other person that we talked about is going to try to come back and he's going to be, okay, they're actually telling me, but they're telling me that he's going to be a nasty pest. He's going to be like a bug that's going to stick to you como chicle. He's going to come to you and you're not going to leave alone because he wants you. But then that's his problem because his, you know, his wife is not taking care of him. And you shouldn't have to be taking care of another woman's man. But it's just that you tend to attract people that way. And I feel like you're looking in the wrong places. But with that being said, I feel like that's going to change. I feel like there is going to be somebody coming in your life. But I'm giving you a heads up that that guy is going to try to come back and try to ruin it for you. So that's where you come up with the boundaries and say, you had your chance. You don't cross
well,
his
see,
line.
That's what he's doing that already. This yesterday, told him to go away from me, leave me alone. You married, I don't want to be with nobody that's married. And he keeps trying to come back to me and act like he's gonna get a divorce and all this stupid lies. And I'm like, you know what? Don't bother me until you are divorced. I said, better yet, I don't even want you to be with me if you're gonna divorce your wife because. You should have done that a long time ago if your marriage is not right, without me even being involved
exactly.
in it.
It shouldn't be because of you. You should be doing it for self-respect because what he's doing is not just hurting you. He's hurting her, too. But then again, what I'm being told is that she's done adultery, too, but two wrongs don't make a right. So, in other words, if she tells him to jump off the cliff, he's going to do it. According to what I'm being told, he is going to do it because what she does, it's like they say the same, monkey see, monkey do. So he's doing what she's doing, what she has suspected, that she's done little affairs. And he thinks, okay, well, if you can do it and we're married, then there's nothing wrong because you're doing it, so I'm going to do it too. But they don't understand that they married for their vows through sickness and health due to, you know, all the rights that they say when you're married. So they both broke those vows. So my thing is, if you both broke that vow, then why the hell did you get married? That's what I got to tell. If I was you, I would tell, if that was the case, then why the hell did you get married? So,
well, I mean, that's true. That is true. Because I told him, he told me, I said, why are you with this person if everything's all tore up? He said, we got married in the church. And I'm like, you already broke all those vows that you say you honored when you got married. So you can't use that you got married in the church and you can't get divorced, you know? So, yeah, he's already here. I'm not, you know, he's already bringing his trash to me. Like you just told me that's going to happen. It started yesterday.
Well,
you know?
I'm going to ask you, have you been hearing the owl lately? Have you been hearing owls all night?
I thought I heard one real faint. You know, like in
okay,
the middle of the
what
night.
around what time did you hear it, though, if you really thought about it? Around what time?
It's like around like 3 o'clock in the morning because I stay up all night most of the time just because I'm
okay, I'm being told that there's something symbolically with that 3. I wish we can talk more because our time's up. But if you want to talk more, we can talk more offline. And I'll talk to you more privately about the rest because I feel like, yeah, more questions, but we have very limited time on here. Because once it rings that
okay.
bell, then the time's up. But we can talk.
Okay.
You got my number. So we'll talk after the show.
All right. Well, you're terrific. Thank you for having me on your on this thing.
You're welcome. Anytime, girl. Anytime.
Okay, bye.
That is just amazing how people can be. And you know what, Ken, is that you validated a lot. I know that we didn't have that caller, but like what Queen said and what you said, they try to abuse our kindness or weakness.
You know, we're living in very strange times. You know, it's like you've got the COVID to deal with, if that isn't enough to deal with, you know. And then the governments really ought to be more vigilant, especially now, you know, because I think people have had enough, to be quite honest. They don't need any more crap, you know. So,
No, we don't.
You know, it's like, what the blazes are you doing? And this is what's on my mind. Because you're thinking, well, what are you doing? Because, you know, we want to be able to help these people, but, you know, do it cautiously. Because just opening the doors to them the way they have, and it's been said in the UK now, that they're letting them in without passports. And I'm thinking, oh, what do you want? You're begging for trouble. You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to get into politics, but, you know, it's very strange what's happening. Okay, let's see where we're going. Angie.
Hey, hello.
What's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
Been busy, and there's a lot of stuff that I'm probably going to talk about after this, maybe, if I create a chat room. But, yeah, it's been just crazy. But there's just so much stuff going on. It's unbelievable. But first of all, since you called in, we can talk about that later after the show. The first thing I was told to tell you is honor your feelings and honor your emotions. Don't be ashamed to be showing them that people have a problem. That's more of a personal problem. Archangel Raphael is in a physics, so he's sending healing energy. So knowing that if you've been doing like a lot of time to yourself and actually relaxing, you're actually resting your body and you're actually sleeping, so you're actually healing yourself, and they're actually giving you unconditional love for the people that we have lost, because it's really sad. So I'm being told that they're there to guide you. Okay, so they're giving you inspiration to not to give up and don't stop, because life doesn't stop. But you can give them the respect, and you want to talk to them. You know where they're buried. All you gotta do is just go talk to them. That's all you got to do is just go talk to them. So that's basically what I'm being told to tell you. And then with the first card I got, it's called the primary dog. It's like a gopher, the one that when it comes out, when it sees a shadow, the card that I got for you, that it represents retreat. What I'm being told with retreat is that if you cannot win a situation and you're in conflict with someone, you do retreat and you do walk away. So if somebody has a problem with you or has a disagreement, or no, then just don't argue, just walk away. And then with that being said, they're telling me that the second card that came out is the possum. So the possum usually just stays dead when prey comes to it. So you just let it go and you're like, okay, you know what, I'm done with this shit. So that's what it says. okay. And then it says devotional is meaning it's a great protection, form of protection is to play dead. So basically, if people are trying to come at you and you are there praying, just play dead,
yep.
And you'll live longer. That's what they're telling me to tell you. If you play dead, you're going to live longer.
Uh-huh.
So just don't let them get the best of you, and you just let it go. And if they're trying to win because they didn't say or you didn't do anything, they think that they have the last word, but you were the smart person. So let them have that little thinking that they have glory just because they said, oh, well, Angie didn't tell me shit. Ha ha, I beat her, but she walked away. No. It gives you
That's
more,
exactly what happened 2 days ago.
Okay, so there's validation in that, okay? Then the third card, you're going to love this one. The third card is representing the raven, which represents magic. So,
okay,
we've talked about this before.
Uh-huh.
Well, according to what I'm being told with the raven, is that there could be people that are doing magically intending to try to get to your nerves. They're not necessarily doing like magic. They could be doing magic, but it's more of like putting the intent just by their, I guess, the way they speak or they say something and they manifest what they preach. So if you don't give them that power, then they don't manifest what they want for you. So if they want you to get sick, just don't give them that satisfaction. You walk away from that, from energy. And that's how people think that just because it's magic, that it's always witchcraft. But some people can do, it's what I call, because I'm Hispanic.
Right.
I believe in the evil eye. The evil eye is just as evil as doing magic. It's just more of the intent by looking at the person. But
uh-huh.
if you have protection, if you put protection like a blue circle or a blue bubble around you, no matter how much they look at you and give you those dirty looks, they don't have an effect on you because you repel that magic and you bounce it off and you're like, you ain't doing shit to me because the only person that you're hurting is yourself.
That's right, yeah.
Nobody but yourself. So just
mm-hmm.
know that when people try to throw that magic, reflect it off and don't even worry about it.
Okay.
And hopefully that reading makes a lot of sense because that's what's going on right now with you. You're having a lot of people that are trying to butt in the business where it doesn't belong. They're putting the
I was just told
in
that last night. Yeah,
so
that's more validation for you. I was
that
just told that last night.
Yeah, and for you being not telling them anything, that makes you a better person because they can think that they want power over you, but let them think what they want because you're the better person and they're going to hate you for that. And the more that you smile and say, good morning, and you smile, and the more that you say good day,
right.
You know, the more that you show love and appreciation for life and that you're always smiling and they're not, the more that you're happy, the more that they hate it because they want you to feel like them. So if it's not happening to them, they don't want it happening to you.
Exactly.
Does that make sense? So
yes.
Hopefully that makes sense. But I know that we
yes.
need to catch up because you're so behind, Angie, on so much shit.
I know.
I know you've been busy with the kids. But I'm going to tell you, you have a lot of catching up to do because not just with the vision I just reposted on my other Facebook, but there's so much validation. It's even scaring
yeah.
the shit out of me.
Yeah.
It's gotten so bad that even, yeah, and with me and Amy, I'm not even going to put that on the air, but yeah, it's
yeah.
scary because I'll just put it
right.
this way. I had this dream, okay, I had my dream. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you a little something. That same dream I had, I shit you not, Amy had the same damn dream that same night I had. And she's 1,000 miles away. And
oh,
she
wow.
had the same damn dream I had. But we'll talk more about that because she's up there in California and I'm in Texas. So how in the hell is she having the same damn dream I'm having, and we're on the other side of the world? You know, she's about, I don't know how many hours from Texas, but the fact that we're both dreaming the same thing, that's
right.
Just, there's a reason for it. But like I said,
right.
We will talk after the show, because the shit that you found out will actually make your mouth drop. And you know how you always say, close your mouth, because the flies are going to go.
Yes.
But I'm telling you right now, there is so much validation. It's actually even scaring me. And like, according to what Mimi told me yesterday, because me and Amy and Elizabeth were in chat, and we were talking, and I told Amy, I said, girl, I don't even know what to think anymore, and this shit is freaking me out because of all the shit that you've seen, and then the stuff that I've recently seen on my Facebook. And you've been posting a lot of emojis, like with your, yeah, like that emoji that you're shocked, you know? But I can tell you right now, we have had crazy conversations, and even just yesterday, she was like, Chris, you should be used to it because you're psychic. And I'm like looking at her on camera. I'm like, really? You have to throw that at me? Just because I'm psychic does not mean that I don't get shocked every once in a while, because I have been getting shocked almost every single day that we talk. We always find out, get validation. So, there's a lot of catching up that we need to talk about later,
too.
Okay, well then we'll talk later, and thank you for calling. And don't forget, once I send you that link, I'll be popping in the chat in the, probably within the next hour. So, all right.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it. You're always spot on.
You're
great.
On.
Thank you.
Thanks, say, I have to agree with that. I was just I was just pondering on that as Chris was reading there to answer on that one, because that happens a lot in the world, doesn't it? And we get a lot of relatives like that, around us in the past, that have been that way. They've mellowed a little bit now, but they used to be very much that way. You could never make it out. There's still one particular one that's like, you can't have anything that I've got. That makes you equal to me. You know, that type of thing, yeah? And it's like, no, get down, little man. That type of thing, you know? It's like, if you've got anything that I haven't got, it's mine anyway. And, you know, it's like, if I've already got it and you have it, that makes you equal to me. And I don't like that. And, it's a form of superiority. It's a superiority complex. And it gets to a hatred stage where, you know, they can't remember what they hate you for, what they do. It's almost a family vendetta now, actually. It's got that bad over the years. But we just steer clear of it wherever possible. Okay, right then, let's bring Chris back in. And we have Tommy.
Oh my God, I love it! I love it, Kim.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, I just love it! I love it.
Emily,
so how can I help you? Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Teacher.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, who am I speaking to?
Connie.
Who?
Connie.
Oh, hi, Connie. Hi, Connie. How can I help you?
I'm not sure. Jen told me to call, and you read cards and stuff, and I'm having some relationship issues, so I thought I would call.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, by the way.
Okay.
First of all, I was told to tell you to make healthier choices because that's what's coming out for you. So the angels are going to help you to make
really
healthy choices. Hopefully the angels are going to help you to make healthier choices. They're going to help you in making eating better and making the right decisions. And the people that are surrounded by you or the people that are in your circle. So they're going to help you to make better choices with people that you hang out with and people that you are talking to. And with that being said, they're also going to help you to advance in your spiritual gifts and channel your gifts and talents that you need to start, I guess you can say, channel them and embrace your gift and don't let it go to waste. And it's telling me that the archangel is telling me, showing the perfect sign. It's showing actually the thumbs up, so saying that you got this. So when you do all this, you know, this helping of making better, healthier choices and then helping your gifts, at the same time when you're helping others, it's giving you time to honor your beauty from inside and out. And the thing is that you're very, I guess, kind of like laid back to where, yeah, I'm not saying you're conceited because you're not. It's just that you're real easygoing. And I'm being told that you don't have time to, that you don't give yourself beauty enough. And it's telling me that you're like a swan. You're beautiful as a swan. So it's time to honor it and accept it. You know, people might not think you're beautiful, but you are because God made you. And when you're doing that, you're going to honor the turtle, which is the Mother Earth, connected to the earth. So when you get connected to the earth, you might want to connect either with dirt or sand. And when you connect with the earth, connect with the water, and you're going to be feeling very, like you're going to feel like relaxed and easygoing. And then for some reason, they're telling me that the dolphin card came out with you. So the dolphin represents, to me, I want to say it represents peace. And that's what it feels to me that the dolphin represents. It represents peace and just being aware that you're happy. Because to me, I feel like the dolphin represents happiness to me. And it's telling me to to tell you that the dolphin speaks to us of breathing, of life, and to accept it. And it says that the dolphins travel the oceans one day as grandmother moon. So I'm being told that you're going to be in tune with the moon because as the dolphins jump, you're connected to the elements too of the sun and the moon. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what they're telling me to tell you.
Yeah.
So just what I was told to tell you is that you need to just honor your beauty and make healthier choices with the people that you're surrounded with because I feel like the people that you're surrounded with, I wouldn't say that they're toxic and they're kind of like limiting. I'm being told that they're limiting you from growing. So if you make healthier choices to remove them, you will be able to advance in everything you want and everything that you dreamed of. But you got to take that step of letting them go. And that's one thing that you are not used to letting people go because you always give them that second chance. And I've been told that people have hurt you and you tend to bring the people that you accept their apology and you tend to bring them back in your life thinking that they're going to change. But just because they make that first mistake, you're thinking, oh, you know what, let me give him the benefit of that. Maybe that person will change. But I've been told that just because they do it the first time, you think, oh, the second time they ain't going to do it. But the second time, it's like they do the same thing, but they do it in a different way. So they're there to harm you instead of actually just letting them go. I know it's hard to let go of people because I had that habit of doing that in the past, but I've learned to just let go of them because you don't need them. You might feel like you need them at that time because you're vulnerable and you're lonely because that's all the friends that you have, but you will gain more power and respect once you leave them and you let them go and you're like, you don't need them no more. And then when you realize that that they were stopping you, that's when everything starts elevating and you start seeing the opportunities come to you and stuff like that. So just accept that the people that are not meant to be there, you need to let them go. Once you let them go, the next chapter of your life is about to begin.
That makes a lot of sense.
Know that you just have to have time for self-acceptance and just know that they're not there for you. They're there to stop you from growing. And that's one thing. It took me a long time for me to do that too, because we all go through that type of certain part of our life where we think that everyone's there for us, but they're not. They're not rooting for us. There's some of them that are pretending like they're rooting for us, but they're actually against us. And when they are against us, they tend to stop us from our growth. And the more that you remove them, you start seeing more doors open and you see more opportunities. And then the people that try to stop you, they're like, no, you shouldn't do that. No, you're not going to, you shouldn't do that. Maybe you should move. But most people will tell you things, the things that you want to hear, but they're not there to tell you the truth. And I feel like you needed to hear that today, that you needed to hear, not to tell, how can I put it? I'd rather tell you the truth than tell you a damn lie. That's what I feel like you needed to hear, because everybody around you has been telling you lies. You need to, you need to be surrounded by people that are going to tell you the straight up truth, even if it hurts you. But I'd rather you know than you getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You're probably right on the money.
And hopefully it makes a lot of sense. And hopefully I'm glad that Kim told you to call, because I feel that, you know, some people, even with me, some of us have this little ego that kind of gets us, that we don't want to hear, because some of us think we're not ready to hear the truth. But I think some of us out there are ready to hear. It's just to accept what the messenger is telling them. And it's okay, because you have human emotions, so you're afraid to hear the truth. But if you, but there's a time in your life that you're just like, I'm fucking tired of hearing people lie to me. I'm tired of people trying to stop me from growing. And then you you leap over that, and you're like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm not going to be surrounded by this negativity and this toxic energy, because I'm not getting anywhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
So take it from experience. I've been there, and I've done it. And that's why, you know, people have always tried to bring me down. I wish that everybody on this show and the callers that can tell you how bad I was, because there are a lot of friends that do call every time I'm on Kim's show, and they can tell you that the bullshit I've gone through. I've gone through where people have tried to bring me all the way down, but I didn't let them. I kept elevating myself and growing. Because they told me, well, you're not going to make it. You're not going to succeed. You're not this. You're not that. And I'm like, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to prove you wrong. And guess what? I did. And I did it without them, because they were trying to keep me at a level where they didn't want me to elevate. And what I did was, there's still in my, there's people that I don't talk to no more. And I don't talk to them. And I feel like they were jealous of me. So I just said, I don't need them. They're stopping me from growing. And I got a lot of direct messages that told me, Chris, you don't need them. They're stopping you, but you just don't see it because you're blinded by their friendship. And I just started just standing back and observing. And I started looking at the behavior, and I'm like, no, I don't need this. I really don't need this. And I feel like that's what you need to do too. You need to sit back, stand from back from a distance, and observe the people that you're surrounded. And you'll start seeing the body language that will tell you that they're there, and the ones that are meant to be there, and the ones that are not meant to be there. So I'm being told for you to be more observing of your surroundings and the people's body movements. Pay attention to that, because that's very important right now around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, well, good. Thank you for that. That was good.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Connie. Right, 12 minutes then on the clock. Still time for one more call if they call now. Otherwise, we're going to wind it up. I think as you say that we should wind it up, to be quite honest, because it's a little bit impractical unless you were to call within the next 1 minute and 36 seconds. We wouldn't be able to fit you in. So tomorrow evening, Saturday evenings, we haven't got a guest for at the moment. And Sunday, being the first Sunday of the month, Kelly is away until the following week. We have not heard back from Selva about doing Monday's show. So, unfortunately, it doesn't appear at this time that we will be doing a Monday show. So the next show should be Tuesday, hopefully. And then there's a gap again because we don't have a Wednesday person at the minute. And then we come back round to Thursday again, where we have Bryn and Dee. And I do hope that you all enjoyed Dee last night, Dee's first time on air with us. And I know that Dee will probably listen back to the recording of the show and realise that she needs to do something there with her audio. And I'm sure it will be better next time. So the audio was a little bit wobbly, but the readings were amazing, and a very talented young lady that really needs to explore her talents and use them more, because you know it's reading for friends and family up to recently, and then exploring the world of podcasting through the opportunity that we provided, and thoroughly enjoyed herself from what she told me. So there you go. And we look forward to doing that all again next week. So I say a big, big thank you once again to Chris then for joining me this week. And we look forward to meeting Chris again this time next Friday evening then. And we'll find a little something to play. Oh, there's a piece of music that we were playing and I can't seem to find it now. We did start to play it and then somebody called. Right. Okay then, so we're going to wrap it up for this one then, and thanks again, Chris. You're the only one who really
Oh, love.